can't help but do that just because I'm sorry, you know. It also becomes a whole issue of you cannot legislate your culture. You cannot do it. Because then it's tyranny. Because that's just tyranny. Because then that's what we've got. People have finally decided that, hey, I can decide that doing this is okay as long as I get enough people to sign off on it being okay. You know? Yeah.
When are you gonna work on the stuff?
What? At least they don't apply for me. You can start working out yourself.
Aren't you supposed to be waiting for another part that's the government?
Yeah, and I don't have any evidence that it's actually even been shipped yet. I can put it up on the roof. I think we finally got the legs in. So we can put it up there. I'm not going to set it down too firmly because I'm not going to move it. I don't think I think I can pretty much decide where I'm going to stick it.
We need to cut them for a roof.
Yes, we do.
Well,
okay.
I don't want another.
I know.
Chicken cage.
I know. And I guess we're not really being nailed to the wall, are we? We're not dying, we're not suffering. It's not, you know, it's not fantastic, but it's okay. Yeah.
Well.
So no, we don't have to do it. We can pick our timing. We aren't pushed up against the wall, we've just got to get it done.
I figured the missionaries can help us,
right? Yeah. They've offered. And the boys. I'm going to put the boys to work.
Well, I'll just see you long. I'm going to go.
It doesn't matter. We're going to make the missionaries come over and help us. Why did you stay busy? Well, I only need them for about 3 minutes to get the thing up there and to make adjustments and to make sure that it's tied down okay. That's all I need. So I wouldn't need them for probably more than like an hour or so. You know?
Well, the field is outstanding. I can see the experience.
Yeah? Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Well, I certainly have better tools than I do, but he doesn't have more of them. That's my problem. My problem is relentlessly, I do not have the right tools for the job, ever. So every once in a while, it's like, I have to borrow some tools from people. If I knew somebody that had a reciprocating saw. Just that, you know, I'm not a construction guy. I use this stuff once every blue moon. So there's no point in buying it. So, anyway. So I think we are making several tactical mistakes about dealing with the terrorism problem. Sorry. I know you probably just did that to try to drop you off and stuff. Oh, that's what you thought I was going to say. Oh, I'm going to make tons of those, but the thing is, it's a one-time job. Therefore, you don't try to get really amazing, you know, because it's like here at work. If you're only going to do something once every 3 years, in 3 years, chances are, the whole field would have changed, you know? You'll be dealing with different hardware, dealing with a different makeup of your network, dealing with a whole bunch of other issues. And you go, therefore, all the knowledge and understanding you would pour into getting it done now, it's almost worthless to document it too heavily, because by the time you change it again, it's going to be totally different, you know? You might as well redo it and relearn it, because you'll probably come up with a better way next time. You only bother trying to bring up something in a unified way when that's a useful thing to do. And, you know, so that's the same way you have to kind of approach the whole thing. Am I going to make mistakes? Oh yeah. In fact, I think I already have. I think I probably shouldn't have bought the 24-inch things, because I was buying them so I wouldn't have to go through so much trouble building boxes anyway, there's these boxes you have to put in. They're on 24-inch center studs. Usually in your ceiling and your roof. And so I bought boxes that should fit in between studs. So I don't have to go up there and build a whole box and then stick it in there. I can just put this thing in here, attach it to the two studs that are there. Happy day, I'm in good stead. For all I know, that's the totally wrong way to do it, and I'm going to regret it. But I paid $50 a shot for the things I got, so I'm going to use them. Yes, ma'am.
Because how old it is.
Yeah, doesn't follow any kind of standards.
Yeah.
That maybe is true too. I don't know. You can't. It's hard to make plans. So you just kind of go with it. And you take what you get and you make adjustments. If I have to, I'll have to refabricate. So it may take longer than I think. But I feel somewhat reassured that I think I can do it in stages. And a stage can be reasonably done in less than a day, which is good before I start losing manpower and losing energy and losing everything. You know?
Well, this month, when we hit our first title, I'm just going to leave it in the second account because...
Oh, yeah?
It's about 1,000.
Lisa?
Four.
I think we're okay. Are we in trouble yet?
I've got this mentality.
Well, I understand, but you've got security on top of security on top of security. You've only violated one. I think you're okay. I know you like seeing at least $6,000 in your checking account. But we're not going to move ahead on several other fronts until we get, what, $16,000 in the reserve fund?
Yeah.
We're going to have to make... You've got to be careful in playing this game, because then we'll never get to the $16,000. You'll never really pay down your mortgage ever. Because you're too nervous. Well, then Lisa, do what other nervous people do. Go deep into debt. Well, then stop being so nervous. Don't be so nervous. I think 16,000
way too much.
Well, you're not paying off the house.
Yes, I am. Well, you know what? We're paying $200
a month. That's nice. That's great. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that you had these plans that before that money ran out, you know, the extra $1,000 that we get from the house?
Yeah.
That you wanted to have your house paid off?
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen at this rate. I think we should stop operating with such generality. What's his name?
Randy.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey. Anyway, he makes generalizations. And his generalization is, you're going to lose your job on a regular basis. And when you do lose your job on a regular basis, it's going to take months until you can find another one. I've never had that experience, nor do I ever expect to have that experience. I'm going to be the last person fired, and I'm always going to be the first person hired. And we've worked hard to make it so. Your calculation for how much money we need to have set aside for a 6-month thing, that's an absolute fiction. We were way too conservative on everything. It wasn't just, he said, calculate it based on what you can scrape by with. We never did that. It's pretty much how much money we spend every month times 6. That we wouldn't curtail our activities at all. That we'd do exactly the same thing we've been doing. And you go, no. So, I think where we are now is not bad. I think we should instead of only putting $200 toward the house and putting all the rest toward savings, which isn't the way we calculate, we should switch it. We should put $200 away for whatever, and we should put nearly $1,000 or $800 or $700 or whatever toward the house. And we can make adjustments. I think we should switch it. Because I think there's a crapper load more security in having that house paid off than anything else. Then you can make better decisions. You know? The biggest thing is, if we end up having to move for some reason, you know, let's say there's an opportunity. I can get a big time job over at Highlands, and we can move to Las Vegas, and you go, you know, much easier to make that decision if you've got a paid off house and we can't sell this house instantly. you know? Because I don't put our savings account into the calculation. You know, that's not money I have to play with. Biggest expense is always food, right?
Yeah. That'll go down. That's probably closer than this, but it's not like it. And then super.
Well, I'm...
My dad don't raise the situation about clothes and clothes. Your dad is going to have, what, 3
travel
missions? I don't know if you can afford that either.
Well, I'm not expecting anybody to. The fact that people do is just cute and it's great and they get blessings for it. And Josh ends up with a big windfall when he's done.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens the most. He's been able to keep most of his money because of other people. But I'm still pretty firm about the fact that I want them to have made some money for this. I'm sorry, not having a job and that being your excuse for not having money.
It's about 1,000.
You say that.
No, that's their money for the first
job. Oh. You see? They had a job for a year they could easily pay for.
I know.
That is a Jesus issue situation.
I've got $1,500
for them. For
their clothes, their
luggage, their
get all their clothes for $500. Boom.
There you go.
I have an extra $1,000.
There you go. I like it. Stick that in the missionary account. So, there you go. I still want to put a significant portion. I want to earn a significant portion of it. So yeah, I would make that adjustment. Yeah, I'm up to north. So we're getting a bit of a storm here. For something. I don't know if it'll rain, but... One nice thing is, you should be able to open up the house and just let it run. Let the boys turn off their window unit for a while. Looks like Caleb opened his window. North window. The only north window is the boys, and they're both stuffed for the window unit. Not taking them out. No, it'll come through, don't worry. It'll get drugged through. The south windows, actually all of them though, it'll be fine. Just open up every window that you've got that doesn't have an air conditioner in it, it'll be fine. It'll be very nice.
Okay, so...
Yeah?
Next Monday, we should have the barbecue and...
Oh, yeah? I haven't even looked at that free barbecue thing we got.
Fireworks.
What?
Okay. I'll if you want fireworks, come up again. Okay.
A fireworks potluck. BYOF. Bring your own fireworks. I'll make a prediction, and you see if I'm right, that Tim is a fireworks fanatic, because he just skews that way. Oh, there's a kitty cat, dead kitty cat. Yeah. Oh, well. That's my prediction, that he's one of those types. And if he is, he's very stereotypical, which I'm sure would offend him highly. I'm sorry, man. You are predictable. I go, it just all has to do with knowing oneself and not telling oneself lies about oneself. You know? Don't call yourself a great person if you're a slob. You know? Well, I did the whole thing about the squaring up. Okay, that's pretty much what it is. Because as far as I'm aware, judgment's kind of a non-event. Everybody's scared to death of judgment. You go, oh, the fear of judgment. That's not when the crap's going to hit the fan. It's the spare world when the crap's going to hit the fan. Because you got to balance the book. If I fucking know what I'd do with it. I don't know where to put stuff in the tank. Yeah.